こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストはバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックしてみてください。1個目、豚肉や牛肉などのいわゆる赤肉や加工肉を多量に摂取すると心疾患やがんの原因になるとして、数々の医療機関や専門家が赤肉は摂取を週3回以内、加工肉は少量もしくは摂取を避けるよう呼びかけていますが、アナルズ・オブ・インターナル・メディシンに掲載された論文が、こうしたガイドラインは科学的なエビデンスに基づいていないと指摘し、大きな物議を醸しています。論文は7カ国の14の研究チームが3年間にわたり、赤肉と心疾患、がん、死亡率の関連性についての研究結果100件以上を分析したものです。その結果、赤肉の摂取を減らしても健康への効果は小さく、食生活を変えるよう個人に指導するほどのエビデンスはないことが分かったと主張しています。これに対しアメリカがん協会のほか、多くの栄養学の専門家が、分析に使われたグレードシステムはそもそも栄養学に不適切であると猛抗議しています。さらに著者の一人であるカナダの疫学者ブラッドリー・ジョンストン氏が2016年に砂糖の摂取量に関するガイドラインの根拠に疑問を呈する研究を発表しており、その資金がマクドナルドやコカ・コーラなどの大手食品企業や食肉加工企業が出資する産業団体 ILSI から出ていたことも指摘されています。
Many medical institutions have suggested that eating large amounts of pork and beef, also referred to as processed meat and red meat, can increase your risk of heart disease and cancer.And recommend limiting red meat to 3 meals a week and minimizing consumption of processed meats. However, a new paper published in the Annals of Internal Medicine suggests that these guidelines are not based in evidence, generating controversy online. In their research, 14 teams across 7 countries spent 3 years conducting a meta-analysis of over 100 studies.Investigating the relationship between red meat consumption and heart disease, cancer, and mortality. They claim that there was no evidence suggesting that reducing red meat consumption improved people's health. The American Cancer Society and various nutritionists have since responded, stating that the grade system used in their analysis is inappropriate for nutrition study. Furthermore, one of the researchers involved in the study is a Canadian epidemiologist named Bradley Johnston. who is involved in a study to set guidelines for sugar consumption, which was allegedly funded by food industry group ILSI, which is, of course, funded by big food corporations like Coca-Cola and McDonald's.
So, set guidelines というよりも, to question guidelines for sugar consumption. Okay. So, 面白くない? これすごいメディアで、もちろんこの論文自体が取り上げられていて、なぜなら、まあ、真逆のことを言ってるからだよね。
Which is normal in the food industry.
そう、ただこう基本的に赤肉とか加工肉が体にあんまり良くないよっていうのは、まあ欧米だとすごい大きい話題としてよく健康の話になると取り上げられて、まあ大体みんなコンセンサス得られてるというかさ、まあ、がん協会とかもそうだし、心疾患の協会とかがみんな言ってきたんだよね。で、日本はあんまり聞かないんだけど、なぜなら他の国に比べてあんまり摂取量が高くないから、ただ国によっては赤肉をすごい摂取してる人が多いところもあって、まあ、こうやって言われてるんだけど、面白くない？これ。
What was their issue with the grade system?
あのね、そもそもグレードシステムっていうのはエビデンスのクオリティを評価するプロセスのことなんだけど、基本的に観察研究 observational studies はクオリティが低いとみなされる。で、反対にランダム化比較試験は高く評価されるようにできてるんだよね。で、問題は栄養学研究に関しては大半が観察研究だから、その栄養学の論文をシステマティックレビューすると、このグレードシステムを使うと大体が多分こういうふうに エビデンスがしっかりしてないって言われることになっちゃうんだと思うのね。
Mm-hmm.
だからそれが問題だっていうふうに、まあ、多くの人たちが今指摘している。だつまりグレードシステムっていうのは薬の効果とかをチェックするためにはすごく有効なんだけれども、
mm-hmm.
栄養学ってなるとそのコントロールスタディするのが難しいじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
例えば一つのグループには牛肉を毎日毎日食べてもらって、もう一つのグループはもう一生食べない、それを10年間20年間やってとかっていうのはあまり現実的ではないし、あと栄養って言ってもそのじゃあ牛肉だけ食べて生きてるかっていうとそういうわけじゃなくて、もういろんなもの食べたり、まあ、お酒飲んだりとか砂糖摂取したり、まあ、いろんなのがあるわけだから。
But there are ways to sort of control for those things. You know, they could perhaps do twin studies or some, you know, in principle, the criticism could be made in a way that is matter of fact, right? I feel like it could.
ただそのコントロールスタディがすごく難しい分野であるから、こう確かにこうだと絶対こうみたいなのがなかなか言えない分野なんだよね。だからこそ栄養学の専門家の人たちが言ってるのは、少しでもリスクがあるんだったらそれはみんなに伝えなくちゃいけないみたいな、だそもそものこうスタンスが違うっていうのが一つ、その分野によって、でプラス、まあ、このブラッリー・ジョンストンさんのなんかちょっと怪しい話がなんかもともとあるから、多分おやおやってなる人は、
well, maybe he's a good guy now, I don't know.
まあそのどこまで、まあ、悪い意図があってやってるとは、まあまあそれは分かんないけど、誰にも、ただこう、
well, he's being paid by, you know,
そうだからその
it is what it is. I mean, you need people to defend the wrong side just in case it isn't, or if you know what I mean.
いやだからそのお金が絡んでてどうこうとかがなかったとしても、このなんていうの、単純に観察研究をクオリティが低いものっていうふうに評価すると、どうしても多分こういう結果にはなるんだよね。ただそれが適切かどうかっていう話で、だからすごい怒ってる人が結構いる。
Why do you think, why is it that the, I guess the field ofNutrition, and just diet has been one of the most fraudulent and unreliable industries on earth. I mean, I grew up on like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, like you know, breakfast is the most important meal of the day, was invented by Kellogg's. It's just a marketing line.
まあいろんなメディアで基本的にはこうなんだろう、まあ、中立っぽいメディアもあれば、まあ、元々のガイドラインの側よりのメディアの方がまあちょっと多いぐらいだったんだけど、スレートの記事読んでたら、そこはやっぱりこう、まあ、一つ言えるとしたら、マイケルが言ったみたいにこの食べ物に関してそのすごくセンセーショナルなヘッドライン、例えばそれこそ砂糖食べたら死ぬみたいなとか、赤肉食べてたらすぐがんになるよみたいな、やっぱり恐怖を煽るようなやつとか、ダイエット本で誤った知識を広めてるとか、あと健康食トレンドでも行き過ぎたようなさ、こうなんかベーコン食べてるなんて信じられないみたいな、こうちょっとでも体に悪いもの食べてるともうすごい悪いみたいなさ、トレンドがあるじゃん、特に欧米だと。だからそういうこう偏ったなんていうの、偏ってる風潮があるから、まあ、そういうのを考えていかないといけないよねっていうのは書いてた。
But we still don't know what the truth is. It's still shifting all the time. If you talk about salt, if you talk about cholesterol, dietary cholesterol, if you talk, I mean, all of this stuff is still in the air. And people can't pretend that we know what we're talking about. All of it is provisionalit's very, very, it should be considered provisional. Like, it's changed some, the food pyramid, baloney. the total... なんかね、でも
誰が言ってるかによるんであって、そのこれで反論してる栄養学の人とかはやっぱり、まあ、ちゃんとした人たちに話を聞いてるからだけど、メディアがその人たちは基本こうなんだろう、いろいろ分かんないことがある。確かにそのコントロールスタディできないからなんか 100% こうみたいな言えないこともあるけど、でもリスクがあるんだったらそれをみんなに伝えなきゃいけないみたいなスタンスだった。だからこう、牛肉食べたら死ぬよみたいなことを言ってるわけじゃなくて、
But it's always at the exclusion of other, like, people have to eat something, right? Yeah. And if you, whether you promote something or you demote something, try to suppress something, both of those things act as activities that favor someone in an industry or in a market. And I don't think, even to the highest level, that they are immune to financial interests. And that's why we've seen sort of the general consensus dietary guidelines have been bullshit forever. And we're still finding out that like basic things were nonsense.
Yeah.
I think nutrition is like one of the most complicated things.
そう、まあ、それを専門家も言っていて、だからこそ例えば薬だったら短期のトライアルで、まあ、プラシーボ飲んでる側とそうじゃない側で比べられるわけじゃん。で薬飲んでる側だけが良くなってたら短期でもあこれエフェクシーありますねって言える、だけど、まあ、食べ物になるとそういう風な調査の仕方が無理だから、その今食べてたやつがじゃあ今後1週間で効果が出るとかって話じゃなくて、もしかして10年後にそれの影響が出てくるとかそういうのがあるわけじゃん。だから今例えば1ヶ月カップラーメン毎日食べた、その結果がじゃあその1ヶ月後にいきなり出てくるのか、それとも長い目で見た時にっていうのが分かんないから、だそういう分野があるっていうこと自体が面白いなって私は思った。だからそれをやっぱり他の分野のやり方でやらないといけないみたいな風に評価されちゃうと、それは専門家の人はいやいやいやってなるだろうなっていう。
But I don't know if they're credible. You know, maybe they're credible. It's just, it's difficult to believe anyone in the sort of the nutrition industry at this stage. I think so for meat and cancer and heart disease, etc. Most of the information that we have is statistical, and most of it is associative, and you can't really draw a causation from it because people self-select into various behaviors and eating habits and so forth. So I would like to see a push into more direct mechanistic study for nutrition, because, you know, everyone drinks alcohol, wine, right? And we have research, wine's bad, wine's good, wine's bad, wine's really good, coffee's bad, coffee's good. No, you should drink at least 2 cups of coffee a day. Don't drink coffee, it's bad.
So,
caffeine's bad. It's addictive.
毎月出るよね。
It's insane. It just drives us, it's driving us crazy.
なんか逆に週一杯ぐらいお酒飲んだ方が長生きできますっていうのが出た次の週にはもう一杯も飲まない方がいいみたいなのが出たりとか、そう。ちょっとね、確かにこう、わけがわからないんだよね。何を。
I wish people, we could just admit that that's, you know, sort of the state of the nutritional zeitgeist.
だからそれぐらい難しい分野なんだよね。
I don't know, maybe it's really simple.
コントロールできないから。でもこの論文が掲載された学会誌がすごいでかいやつなんだよね。だからよりこう、大きな話題になっている。まあ日本はね、まあ国立がんセンターとかのページを見るとその赤肉について書いてあるところもあるんだけど、日本人に関しては平均的な摂取範囲ならほぼ影響がない。で、それは1日 63g。1日に割られちゃうとちょっと 分かりにくいんだけど、ただまあ例えば1日に2回牛肉を食べる人とかっていうのは意外とあんまりいないから、まあたまにはあるかもしれないけど、例えば昼焼肉食べて夜牛丼とかを毎日やるみたいな人ってあんまりいないじゃん。
What are people eating? You know, so like you have to consume a certain number of calories a day. So if you reduce、yeah. your meat consumption, what are you eating more of? Bread?
魚。
That's meat too. Is that free of carcinogens or anything? I mean, they contain aluminum.
Right. まあその red meat っていうのと比べてるから、
mm-hmm.
あの red meat の量が1日 80g かなんかを超えると女性に関してはあの腸のがんになりやすくなってるっていうデータがあるとか、ただ男の人はあんまりか赤肉だけじゃなくて肉全体で1日 何グラムを超えると腸のがんが増えやすくなってる、なんか男女でちょっと差があったりとか。
I'm not aware of really any research that shows whymeat would cause cancer. I've seen that there has been an association found between meat consumption and colorectal cancer、
yeah.
and meat consumption and stomach cancer. But you can find, I mean, what's more carcinogenic, meat or bread? Do you toast your bread? You're toasting the bread. That's a sheet of carcinogens.
Right.
You know, like...You cook your meat, right? So it's not raw because you don't want to get a pesticide, right? Well, you cook the meat. You want to make sure it's well done so you don't get sick. Well, now you've singed the outside of the meat. Now it's carcinogenic. We have to figure out why, you know?
Yeah.
And we can talk about associations all day, and people can draw associations. You know, the number of pirates is associated with the, you know,、
yeah.
sales of Putin calendars or something.You know, like it's,
だから、
it becomes absurd.
だから日本だと赤肉っていうよりもこう熱いものを飲まない、mm-hmm. なんかめちゃくちゃ熱いお茶とかを飲むおじいちゃんとか結構いるじゃん。だそうするとやっぱ喉が、
yeah.
あのやられてて癌になっちゃったりするから、まあ、熱すぎる飲み物はやめましょうとかさ。
It causes DNA damage in the skin and
burnt foods.
あ、
そう、まあ、焦げてるねものをもったいないって言って食べたりとか、
right. so、if you eat
そういうの
は
やめましょうとか。
Then you're going to eat more burnt stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So we would expect to find an association between meat consumption and cancer. Absolutely.、
Mm-hmm.
It would be weird if we didn't see that.
Yeah.
Just based on that mechanism alone.、
結構欧米はやっぱりインスタとかオンラインとかあのワークアウトもそうだし、ニューチューションもそうなんだけど、こうデータを全部頭に入れて、めちゃくちゃストリクトにやる人たちっていうのが結構いっぱいいるじゃん。その特殊な変わった人だけじゃなくて、一般の人もさ、だからグルテンフリーが流行ったら、もう徹底的にグルテンを避けるみたいなのが一般人の中でも結構浸透したりとか、そういうのが多いから、特にこういう赤肉とか加工肉とか何かダメですよって言われた時に、まあもうすごい
き
っちりとやる。そう、
Think of all the trends, like the gluten-free trend is based on a theory that we have varying levels of tolerance for gluten, and if you're really intolerant, then you have like celiac disease, but everyone is prone to some level of inflammation as a result、mm. of consumingof consuming gluten. So it was part of this whole reducing inflammation thing, which、
yeah.
also encompassed the consumption of omega oils,、you know, omega-3s or,
yeah,
or
yeah.
fish oils and oil caps and stuff.、And it's, you know, it's always going to find a new... I don't know what the latest... Do you know what the latest health trend is?There was a whole MCT coconut oil thing for quite a while.
Yeah. Hell.
It's probably CBD or something right now.
まああとそのなんか chia seeds とかそういう系ね、なんか
the
grains
super seeds.
あ、そうそうそうそうそう。
Oh, acai berries.
あ、そう、それもあと
acai
ボールとか。
Uh-huh.
あとはあのやっぱスキンケアとか髪の毛のケアとかもやっぱりラベルをめちゃくちゃ読み込んで、その、 成分にめちゃくちゃ詳しくなって絶対にこれは入ってないとかこれは入ってないとか、そうなんかやっぱりすごいんだよねみんな、あの感心するというかそれは嫌味じゃなくて本当にあの、yeah. わすごいなって思うんだけど、ただこう、まあ、グルテンフリーの場合はそのグルテンを別に避けなくてもいい人までがグルテンを避けるっていうトレンドがあったわけじゃん、別に食べても平気なんだけど、
And that pairs with the、dairy and spicy food. So some people have inflammation from dairy consumption, and some people have inflammation from spicy food consumption. Yeah, yeah. So if you have anxiety, or sometimes people have what they think is a personality disorder, but it's being induced by some gut flora problem that can be remediated by removing certain things from your diet.
なんか栄養学の論文が2点3点するって話だと、あのカプサイシン、その唐辛子も、その唐辛子をいっぱい食べてるとがんになりにくくなるっていう論文と、逆にがんになりやすくなるっていう論文があって真逆だから、もう何をで別にどっちかが嘘ついてるとかじゃないんだよね、多分そういう本当に分析したらそうなったんだけど、だからこう消費者としては何を信じればいいのか分からない。
People couldn't figure out if creatine was bad for you or not.
Oh, yeah.
Forever. And it's like, don't take creatine. You know, it's like people are like, oh, creatine works. Or like, oh, I'm so bloated from my creatine. It like filled me up with my, I'm so bloated with water because of this creatine.
あと最近やっぱりビタミン剤が全然効果ないっていう話が多いじゃん。
Oh, yeah. あの、The one thing everyone thought worked for sure.
そう、だから葉酸とビタミン D は意味がある。だ特に妊娠してる人は絶対に葉酸のサプリを飲まないとダメなんだけど、でそれはもうエビデンスもあって、もう飲みなさいねってどのお医者さんでも誰でも言うんだけど、それ以外でめちゃくちゃサプリ飲んでる人はあんまりなんか意味ないし、そもそもサプリ作ってる会社の何クオリティがあんま良くなくて、そのラベルに書いてある成分の量がちゃんと入ってないっていうこともよくあるとかさ、なんかそういう論文もめちゃくちゃいっぱいあるよね。
Yeah.
でも確かにこう食べ物に関しては
It's so convoluted, right?
And I think
if you watch, I think the quality of nutritional information on Japanese television is really bad.
あ、そうだね。あ、うん。
Or
それは本当にそうだよ。日本のテレビはやばい。
Especially like テレビショッピング。
うん。あの、これを、あ、だから特にそのずっとなんか膝の関節に効くサプリとかさ、海外で絶対これはないって言ってるのにそれも売ってるし。
It's always an obachan running. Yeah. I got fooled actually by an ad the other day.
どんだけ見てんの？
No, I was watching regular TV.
Okay.
And it looked like some like tourist show. Like they were on a bus, and it was they were just following like.観光客 through some area、
okay.
and there was nothing ad-like about it at all, and I watched like 5 minutes of this, and then the lady runs down the little steps out of the bus and starts sprinting down the street.
Okay.
And then it just full on transitions into an ad for like
what?
For likeRice capsules for your knees or something crazy. Like, it's just, but they have these sneaky, low-key entrances now for these ads.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can't tell if it's an ad or not. It's getting really slick. Like, you can't tell.
食べ物難しいよね。だからまあ、牛肉に関してはその環境問題のことがあるから、買わないようにするとか、そういう、こう、栄養以外の理由だの方が分かりやすいよね。
We don't really have food that's good for the environment to eat. I think local, you know, there Japan's going to be importing a bit more food than before, which I think is probably not good for the environment. But locally, you know, growing food in your own country, in your own neighborhood, and consuming it while it's fresh, that seems to have the mostbe the most efficient in terms of nutritional value and everything else. Like net.
Yeah.
Although we've tried a lot of other things.
私もともとなんか加工肉はあんま食べないようにしてて、なんかイメージで体に悪そうみたいな。
It, that's the most environmentally friendly 肉。
Why?
Because processed meat is made using sort of waste-ish parts of stuff,
like bacon?
fish, sausages, and any sort of sausagey type type thing, or those just little bits of meat that are like, you know, chicken nuggets are made out of.
It just looks weird. Mm-hmm. Like Japanese ham and bacons, they always look fakey.
They're relaxed. You know, you have to cook the crap out of them to get them crispy. Like it doesn't happen. The Japanese
they'll never get crispy. It's you can cook for hours and it will not be crispy.
Why is that?
Maybe they're just less
fatty. It seems really different though. Right?
Yeah, it doesn't look real. Like maybe they...
It's real.
なんか成形肉みたいなさ、一回こうミンスしてもう一回こうくっつけてるのかなって私は勝手に妄想してるけど、このあのクリスピーになるタイプのベーコンと全然見た目が違うじゃん。
Yeah, I don't know which one looks more freaky. The American like super crispy bacon when it just turns into this like
but at least they look color. Like real. What? Orange color?
Yeah, if it's like super crispy. No? Not
orange,
but like orange-ish? No? I don't know what color it is, but...
I'm confused. Oh, well.
Well, I wanted to... I was thinking about, like, meat versus plants, right? And I think... So meat contains pretty much all the nutrients that you need, while plants contain quite few. And you'd have to go and collect a bunch of different plants to try to get the same profile that you could get from a single piece of meat. But almost any piece of meat is going to have pretty much all the... I mean, it's a piece of a mammal, and you're a mammal.
Yeah.
So it happens to have everything that you need. So you can actually live on a 100% meat diet without any problems at all. And humans have done that. There isn't good evidence that you can do that with plants. Most plants will kill you. Most plants are not edible. You can't just walk around in the forest and just start eating plants.
Right.
Like we eat the fruits, we eat roots, we eat stems, certain parts of, we're very particular with plants, you know. With animals, you cook an animal and if you want, you can eat almost the entire thing, you know. You know, if you, same with like fish.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of hype with, eating totally plant-based diets, and I think, you know, that's great for the earth, but you have to be careful with your health if you're going to do something like that. And I think meat generally is like pretty good for you. Like,
well, I'm waiting for Bionica.
Oh, did you hear that they astronauts grew Bionica in space?
Oh, cool.
3D printed. So we have 3D printed lab grown meat in space.
Is it still like really tiny?
Yeah. I don't think they've cooked it or anything.
Right.
But they can do it in space.
Yeah, that's
you know, they
great.
Can print it in
yeah, that's crazy.
In zero G, so. It's the future.
次。南洋工科大学の研究で親が子供に嘘子供にちょっと待って南洋工科大学の研究で親が子供につく嘘に関して379人の若者を対象に調査を行いました。最初の調査では来ないなら置いてっちゃうよ、いい子にしないと警察を呼ぶよ、今日はお金がないからおもちゃは買えないよなど 過去に親が自分についた嘘について尋ね、次に自分が親に嘘をつく頻度を、自分の行動に関する嘘、善意の嘘、出来事を大げさに言う嘘など種類ごとに尋ね、最後に自分の社会心理的な不適合度と自己中心的な言動を取る傾向および衝動的になる度合いを尋ねました。すると子育てに嘘を多く活用されていたことと、攻撃性、ルールを破るなどの問題行動を起こすリスクに相関関係が見られました。チームは嘘の種類の中でも、いい子にしないと海に捨てるよなど親の権力を主張するものについては、子どもの主体性や何かを自ら拒否することなどを傷つける可能性があるとしています。
In a paper by Nanyang Engineering College、investigating lies told to children by their parents, researchers conducted a survey of 379 youth. In the first survey, they asked participants about the following typical parental lies.Quote, if you don't come with me now, I will leave you here by yourself. If you don't behave, I'll call the police. And I did not bring money with me today, so I can't buy that toy. In a second survey, they asked them how often they lied to their parents, their lies about activities and actions, lies to benefit others, and lies exaggerating events. Lastly, participants indicated their self-reported psychosocial maladjustment and tendency toward selfish and impulsive behavior. The study suggests that parenting with more lies was associated with raising children who are more aggressive, violate more rules, and exhibit more problematic behavior. According to the team, among the various types of lies, lies such as, if you don't behave, I will throw you away in the ocean, which invoke authority, can harm a child's independenceand convey rejection, harming their psychological well-being.
Yeah. これは相関関係であって因果関係ではないので、その嘘を親がついているからといって子供がこうなるとは言えなくて、むしろ逆の可能性もあるんだよね。そのすごくルールを破ったりとかもうどうしようもないから親が警察呼ぶよとか言わなきゃいけなかった可能性もあるから、どっちが先に来てるかっていうのはこの研究では分かんないんだけど、ただその、まあ、このチームが言ってるのはその嘘の種類っていうのが2つあって、その親の権力を主張するものと、単純にその子供にコンプライアンスを教えるもの、だからもう家にお菓子ないよって言うだけとか、本当はあるんだけど、あ、もうないから終わりねっていう嘘とか、それは別に親の権力云々っていうよりかも諦めさせるための嘘だから、そういう方がまだマシかもねみたいな。
What if you say that though, and then they find the お菓子？
もう、あ、本当だとか言って言うしかないよね。もう嘘突き通すしかないよね。親に嘘。
But that could have a real effect, you know?
Yeah.
And if it like, yeah, we don't have any お菓子 at home.
Yeah.
And then your kid comes into your room when you're not suspecting and you're sitting there eating KitKator something. Kid's going to be like, what is going on?
Yeah. 親に嘘をつかれたことある？明らかな。その場で子供ながらに、あ、これ嘘じゃんって分かるような記憶ってある？私意外とあんまり、まあ、置いてくよとか言われたことあるのかもしれないけど、あんまり覚えてないんだよね。
I don't know if I figured those lies out.
なんか前多分言ったけど、一個本当に覚えてるのは、あの車の三角のボタンあるじゃん、チカチカって出るやつ、ハザードボタンっていうのか、あれを押そうとしたらお父さんにそれをしたら爆発するよって言われて、そうなんだって思った。
Maybe it's true. Maybe he had a special button.
No. でもそれを後で嘘だったんだって分かった時に、やっぱ若干こうなんか裏切られた感っていうかさ、嘘じゃんみたいな、こう信じたのにひどいみたいな気持ちにはなるよね。
I think I've probably been toldmore lies for my, like, my own sake, or like,
例えばどういうこと？
Well, like if... Well, maybe not lies, but for example, if your parent didn't want to do something or was like, oh, this... Oh, we're watching this again. You know, like...
Yeah.
And just, it's a lie to be there, like, pretending that you like it too or pretending that, you know, that you're... like letting your kid think that they're doing something for you when they're not. You're in control of the whole situation. Do you know what I mean?
Like going to Disneyland or something? Like the parents actually don't really want to go, but...
I guess something like that.
まあそれは全部そうじゃない子供育ててた
Right
全部じゃないにしても It's all for the kid, right?
Right, so is it
But like, then that's actually That becomes exciting it's exciting for the parents too Because you're excited
Right, but then you're like Oh my god, there's Mickey And you don't give a shit
Or maybe,、yeah. yeah, so like 嘘っていうかそのまあ Exaggerated excitement
But if you grow up later, it's like, wow, my mom never even cared about Mickey Mouse this whole time. Or some version of that. That doesn't matter.
Like, I don't think it... ちょっとした fakeness ってことでしょ?
I thought you said it was everything, though. The whole world is fake.
No, but like...私例えば本当にそれこそ一日中ディズニーランドので働いてる人みたいな感じにしてるのね、mm. 息子に対して、mm. なんか一人目だからだと思うんだけどうまく気が抜けなくて、mm. なんかうまく手抜きできなくて、mm-hmm. 本当に一日中ヘイみたいななんかイエーイみたいな感じにしちゃうのねそれですっごい疲れてんの、uh-huh. いつもいつも
And as soon as someone takes the kid you're like Ugh
あうーとかもないよマジ真顔シーンとして真顔子供いない瞬間でもなんだろうそれはフェイクといえばフェイクなんだけどでもなんかこう子供に対してあはいみたいなこう真顔で普通のトーンで接することがどうしてもできないんだよね、
うん、
なんかこう楽しくしなくちゃみたいな、
うん、
変なでも猫とかにもそうだからな私猫にもこうなんかあはいはいみたいな普通の人間みたいに喋れないんだよね、mm.
You think some people are that comfortable with I think some people are super comfortable with their pets And they're just kind of like
Yeah, like 普通に喋るってことでしょ
Yeah、
mm. できないよね、
mm.
なぜか
I feel like I was that way with my dog though
Like, I was, 普通
Yeah、
mm.
So like
なんかそれをこう嘘にカウントされちゃうともう全部嘘なんだけど
yeah.
ただ I do it because I care, right? Like I don't I'm not trying to like fake it、
mm.
For the sake of being fake But I just I don't know
well,
It's weird
So this study was largely about how is like how people adaptto living in society as an adult. You know, that's what the,、
yeah, I
the
hope
psychosocial
I won't
maladjustment.
Have to, and, I hope I won't have to lie to my kid too much. Like, because I don't think that's a good, like that sets a good example.
Is it bad if you're just really upfront about everything right from the beginning?So they're like five and they know everything about the world.
I don't know. Well, the thing is, my kid doesn't talk yet. So I don't know what, you know, I don't know how it's going to be. Like,、mm. I have no idea. Now, 今も言ってることはちょっと分かってきたけど、なんか嘘つくとかではないじゃん。Like, did you lie to your parents a lot? 若い時。
Hmm. There was probably a period where I was.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Felt like
私も高校生とかの時が一番親に嘘ついてたかも。
Well, there's a lot of like, I don't know, 建前 or just making things move as smoothly as they can. You know, like, facilitating just everyday life. I don't know.
For me, it was その、テニスの練習行ってくるって言って彼氏と会ってるとか、そういうなんか自分の行き先、が一番多かったと思う。
Like where you're going?
うん。誰と会ってるとか、何してるっていう嘘。
So you wouldn't want your parents to have like the My Friends app or whatever it was? Like one of the apps on the phone where you can see where
other
people are? 24/7?
そんなテクノロジーなかったからね、まだ。ピッチはあったけど。
But would you do that with your own kid?
Oh God, I have no idea. どうだろう。
なんかトラッカーつけて。
でも GPS。でも誘拐とかされちゃったらどうしようって思ったら GPS 機能オンにしといてほしいぐらいは思うのかもね。
How long before parents are implanting their kids with a little GPS thing? Like a little emergency. You know, you get your vaccines and then you get your little tracker.
That's weird.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
別にデバイスでいいじゃん。
People do it with their... Well, your kid could lose their phone and now, you know, they would have lived if only they had that implant.
I guess. So they're quiet, you know?
Because you just lose your phone and it's like, oh, the kid is just... Just a kid with no phone, just walking around. Try to ask people. Like, people don't really help strangers as much anymore, I think partly because of phones.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, just Google it, dude.
Well, if Whatever. It's a small kid, I hope people would help. But
people are looking at their phones. I saw a construction worker looking at their phone when they're supposed to be like, I don't know, constructing.
What?
No,
like they were,
no, they were standing on the road where, you know, like the person stands there and they wave the stick.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, yeah, they're not doing that much. But instead of just standing there and waving the stick,
yeah,
he was just on his phone. And the phone was landscape mode. All right? Landscape mode.
Landscape mode.
Yeah.
Hmm. You judgmental person, but yeah.
I've noticed everyone is on their phones all the time now. I saw a lady, she was standing at the crosswalk. The light turned green. Everyone crossed the street. It starts blinking. She looks up and is like, oh shit, and sprints across.
Hmm.
Like this is a regular thing now.
Yeah.
Where people miss a full light.
Shingo, yeah. でも難しいよね。その子供いたりするとやっぱり携帯を見てるっていうのがすごいジャッジされたりするわけじゃん。でなんか炎上したりとかさ。ただ今って何でも携帯でやらないといけないじゃん。逆に例えばスイカのチャージとか、
mm-hmm.
もうだからベビーカー持って電車乗って、あ、スイカチャージしなきゃとかって携帯いじるじゃん。その時ちょっとセルフコンシャスになるもん、自分でも、
mm-hmm.
あ、なんかこれでまたあのお母さん携帯いじってるとか思われるのかなとか、あと子供のなんか病院の予約するために携帯いじってる時とかさ、まあ、仕事のメール返さなきゃとか。
Does that stop you from like checking Instagram or something?
いや、そもそもそのなんか子供と一緒に電車乗ってる時にインスタチェックする心の余裕がない。もううちの子は、うん、いやーってすぐなるから、
うん、
ほらお菓子だよとか、ほらおもちゃだよとかやってないといけないから。
I see a lot of photo shoots ofLike kids, and sometimes it turns into like that's the whole thing. So I see moms take their kids somewhere, and of course you want to take some pictures, but it ends up being the mom taking pictures of the kid until they have to leave.
Like where?
Like everywhere. And I don't know.I guess it's fine. but I think it's easy to forget about the kid's experience, you know.
I guess.
Or forget, I mean, I get on my phone and then it's just like like 20 minutes just like disappeared sometimes. And it's scary.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's also nice that, you know, we have our phones and we can take pictures, like thousands of pictures without even worrying about
developing film.
Yeah, like especially with a kid, you know, like you take literally thousands of pictures.
Mm-hmm. Have you developed film? Like, have you taken film to
最近?
The... No. Just like...
自分でってことやったことない。
Or have you taken it to a, like a place to have it developed?
Of course. I'm 32. Jesus. だって他に方法なかったじゃん。
Yeah, I guess so. I guess.
だって高校生とかだよね。 大学生の時もそうでしょ?だってデジカメとか。 デジカメをプリントするのに行ってなかったっけ?その店とかに。
I had access to a film developing room at my school. So I was using that the whole time. And then I went straight to digital. So I wasn't really taking the film roll to anywhere.
すごいね、それは。いや、自分ではやったことないけど。It's
not worth it. There's a lot of like caustic chemicals and stuff. And you can easily get it wrong. And if it's color, it's like, forget it. But if it's just like black and white photos, you have like your little slide thing and you put it in basically what looks like a microscope or something, but it's actually a projector.
Okay.
And it just shines a light through it and exposes it on a sheet of paper. And then you take the sheet of paper and you put it in a chemical bath. You move it to another chemical bath and you got to wear gloves. There's no light in the room except for red lights.
Yeah,
you wouldn't do that unless you were like really... artsy or something now. That's totally gone. It's kind of, I feel old talking about it.
急に。今更。そうだね。あの、新しいiPhoneのカメラもすごいもんね。I
haven't seen it. The triple one?
Yeah.
With the different...
その、なんていうの? 画角がめちゃくちゃ広いから。 なんか、 すごい面白い。もうカメラだよね、だから電話っていうよりもカメラに電話機能がついてるみたいな。逆に。It
is weird that we're still calling it a phone.
もうカメラでしょ。
A smartphone, right?
It's a smart camera. カメラでメールとかできるみたいな。
Well, they had ones that were way more like that before. Like, remember the phones that came out that had like a huge lens on the back? And it was like I think like Red made one of these. You know Red, they make like film equipment.
Okay.
But they made a phone and it just had like a huge, it was like camera first and it does phone stuff as well.
でもそれだよね、もう、もはや。I
can't tell. It has everything. It's taking over.
Because there are people who don't call anymore, right?
Yeah, but
でも写真は絶対撮らない、みんな。その iPhone 持ってるのに写真撮らない人っている?
Me.
え、撮らないの?
The quality of my camera is so bad now.
Oh.
Well, it's the same as it was, but when I look at it and I just my brain compares it to the pictures everyone else is taking and I'm like, man, this looks grainy.
そうだね、全然違うよね。 Yeah.
Yeah, but it's flush and I can put my phone down like this. Watch this.
でも例えばだけど、この iPhone X とか11 買ったら使うでしょ、多分。カメラ。
Well, I decided that I wasn't going to get it unless they made it with the lens flush.
Yeah, that's probably not going to happen for a while.
It has been quite a long time since I said that. And
yeah, too bad.
I'm still going. I'm fine.
かわいそう。 次。
According to China's Ministry of Industry and Information Technology, beginning on December 1st, people applying for new mobile or data network services will be required to submit an artificial intelligence-enabled facial recognition scan of their face. The MIIT says the measure will safeguard the legitimate rights and interests of citizens in the cyberspace and limit identity fraud. The new rules also restrict users from sharing their number with other people. China has over 850 million users who use a mobile device online.
中国政府の工業情報下部は、今年12月1日よりモバイルおよびデータネットワークサービスに加入する際に、顔認証用のスキャンデータの提出を義務付けることを発表しました。理由としてサイバースペース上での市民の権利と利益を守るためとしています。さらに市民が自分の電話番号を他人にシェアする行為も制限がかけられます。中国では現在8億5000万人がモバイル機器を使用しています。え、このどういうこと？電話番号をシェアするのに restriction って。
Oh, they don't want other people to use it.
What do you mean?
They don't want other people to have access to your number, like use your number as someone else. So,
huh?
So you can't share your access point to the internet with other people. So if you're not that person, you can't answer that phone or you can't use that phone.
シェアするって日本語の文脈でシェアするじゃなくてあれだね、共有するっていうことか。文字通り。一緒に使うってこと。
It wasn't super clear to me, but I assume that's what they meant.
Okay.
Because if you can't give people like your number, that would be what's the point of the number then, right? So I assume that's not what they meant.
中国はどん
どん。There's been a lot of news about China lately.
Yeah. そうね。まあなんか香港のことがあって、こうハリウッド俳優の話とか、こう香港を応援すると。その仕事がなくなっちゃうみたいな。
There was something with the NBA like that too.
Yeah.
Like someone in the NBA got pulled because they were saying they supported Hong Kong.
Yeah. とかあとその日本でも有名な人とかが香港を応援するメッセージをツイートすると、それがまあ中国語に翻訳されて中国のインターネットでめちゃくちゃ炎上して、例えばそれがなんか漫画家とか。まあ、中国でもビジネスしてる人だとそれがボイコットされたりとか、でまあ中国マーケットがすごい大きいからそこでボイコットとかになると結構打撃もでかいみたいな、そういうビジネスをしたいんだったら批判できないみたいな状態が生まれつつあるっていうのはちょっと心配。
Well There was also a case of a professional gamer who plays the game Hearthstone, which I'm not really that familiar with, but that player was suspended by Activision Blizzard. And Blizzard is obviously, I mean, Activision Blizzard is huge. But they suspended this player, Chung, Blitzchung White, I don't know if I'm saying his name right, but for expressing support for Hong Kong. So there's seems to be some boycotting. Well, and a lot of people are now boycotting Blizzard in response to that. So it's kind of the rift seems to be growing, at least at this moment.
難しいよね。こう中国の情報が開かれてない。まあどっちサイド。どっち方向にもあんまり開かれてないから、実際に国民の人がどう思ってるとかどういうふうに言ってるっていうのが、まあ私中国語わかんないっていうのももちろんあるんだけど、なんかこう例えば中国本土の人が香港のデモについてどこまで知っていてどういうふうに思ってるとか、どれが本音でどれが建前なのかとか、そういうのがあんまりわかんないじゃん。
It seems likeA lot of people in mainland China are supportive of President Xi and Beijing, because they have been, their circumstances have been significantly improved in the last few years.
例えばその香港の話とかもさ、こう、まあ、よく見るのは香港の人はメインランドの人をバカにしてるみたいに感じるっていう、だから確かにその、まあ言ってみれば自分たち の中国本土に近いような政策とかを出すとすごいみんなが怒るわけだから、まあなんかちょっとオフェンシブな感じはするじゃん。そのうちらが普通にそれで暮らせてるのになんでそんな怒ってんだみたいな。でもなんかこうそこで対立関係になっちゃうのもすごくもったいないっていうかさ、多分個人個人で話せばそういうことにはならないじゃんとか、とかその監視社会みたいなことについて、まあ、他の国の人がちょっとおかしいんじゃないとか、プライバシー問題がどうこうっていうと、まあ、反中国みたいな風にされちゃうとか、まあ、日本もそういう風潮ちょっともちろんあるけど、日本だけじゃないけど、こうなんていうの、政府の方針にこれどうなんだろうねって外から言うと、もう反その国みたいに思ってるっていうレッテルを貼られちゃうっていうか、別にそういうわけじゃなくても。
I think there is sincere concern for the people in China and the way that they are being shuttled into a dystopian total surveillance state. And in Western culture, we have a strong notion of that being a bad thing, that privacy is important, that governments can get out of control, become totalitarian.
Yeah.
We have concepts like double think and double speak, 1984...Brave New World, there are a lot of you know, required reading on this topic.
Yeah. そのでも私なんか香港のプロテストを見てると、なんか中国の人ってすごい強いじゃん、日本人と比べてだけど、その本当にデモやるってなったらもう超頑張るっていうこと、団結して頑張って利用を見たときに、その本土の人はプライバシーをこう、まあ、例えばインターネットが検閲されているとか、もう当たり前のことなわけじゃん。で、こう、そこの自由がもうずっとないから、それを当たり前だと思って別に不自由なく暮らしてるけど、それがなんかこう香港みたいに急に奪われるってなったら、もっとすごいことになってたのかなみたいな。なんかこうだんだんだんだんになくなって、で、まあ、もちろんそれ自由がないことによって統制されて、例えば治安が良くなるとか、あの携帯がなくても顔認証で何でもお支払いができますとか、あ便利だからいいやみたいな。でもそれによってこう、例えばウイグルで何が起きているとかっていうのを見ると、やっぱりあ怖いなって思うわけじゃん、外から見ると。だから
What is going on with the Uyghurs in China?
Well, we talked about it on our show once, right?
その It seems like there have been a lot of reports since then that make it seem even worse.
その、なんて呼んでたんだっけ？勉強センターじゃないけど、なんか、あの、そのセンターに連れて行かれて、まあ、裁判とかも何も通さず、連れて行かれちゃって、もうずっと帰ってこれないとか、まあ、ずっと監視されていて、まあ、結局そのキャッシュレスがすごい進んでいるし、基本なんかお金を何に使ってるとかも全部政府に握られてるわけじゃん。で、結構最近ツイッターでよく見るのは、その中国に本土に住んでる日本人の人たちが、中国めっちゃ便利みたいな、テクノロジー超便利、プライバシーなんて全然いらないじゃん、日本もそうしようよみたいな、何が怖いのか分かりませんみたいな。だからその不自由がない側に自分が立ってる分にはいいんだけど、いつそのウイグル側に自分がなるかって誰にも分かんないから、そのことを何も考慮せずに、自分がいつまでも弱者にならないっていうふうに決めつけるのは怖いかなって思うけど、私は。
Well, if you lose your freedom to speak, you start to lose your freedom to think.
Yeah.
And when people start to lose their freedom to bebe wrong about things, to learn, to grow as human beings, to experience, to make mistakes, to be forgiven.
Yeah, その確かにその中国でこうガンガンガンガンテクノロジーが進んでいく様子っていうのは、まあ、外から見ててすごいなって思うとかたくさんあるし、すごい便利だろうなとか楽しいだろうなと思うんだけど、その一方で例えばこういうふうにモバイル、じゃあ携帯契約しますっていう時に顔をスキャンします、でネットも検閲されていてとかってなると、
Mm. Well, so they've required that you submit some form of official government identification to have access to or to get a phone contract or a data contract. I think they've been doing that probably since 2016 or something.
Hmm.
And moving up to the facial recognition thing, I think they want to do away with anonymity on the internet. So if you're in China and you want to go online, you're not going to be anonymous because, you know,
yeah,
sort of like the face ID thing before you get into your phone. I think they want to do that before you get online.
Yeah.
And so there's absolutely no doubt who it is.
Mm.
So if you want to express your opinion and do so, you know, illegally or in a way that would make some, you know, powers look bad, then you'd have to do it with your name.
Yeah.
And most people are going to be afraid to do that. They won't. And so, yeah. I mean, where do you think this is all going? I'm trying to find a reason to be optimistic.
本土の人が言うのはいいんだけど、なんかその日本人が、なんか外の情報を得られるはずの外国人が本土に行って、イエイ最高プライバシーなんていらないやみたいな、他の国もそうしようぜみたいなことを言ってるのはちょっとなんか視野が狭いというか、こういろんなカンセクエンスがあり得ることを無視してるなって個人的には結構思う。
You know, the concept of doublethink in 1984 I think needs to be better understood by everybody. But doublethink is where you think something, you believe something, you think something inside your head. But when you try to express it, you say the correct, politically correct thing. Mm-hmm. You say, you know, oh yeah, you know, Kim Jong-un is fantastic. I love his hair. You know, like, and people can be put in a situation where a bunch of people are thinking something, but nobody can speak.
No.
And you're locked in to your own mind. You walk around following instructions, you know, doing what you're told, and try not to make anyone more powerful than you angry. And that's the worst world to live in. Nobody wants to go there.
Yeah.
And so I think anonymity is important. People being able to say things that other people disagree with is important.
Yeah, 特に日本はその、まあ、戦前とか、まあ、戦中もそうだけど、こう言えないことっていうのがあったわけじゃん。例えば不敬罪とかがあるから、天皇陛下についてこうちょっとでもマイナスなことを言ったらもう絶対ダメとか。ただ今それがないから、例えばこう愛知トリエンナーレの話とかにしても、どっちのサイドも別に自由に言えるわけじゃん。こうこんなの絶対良くない、もう天皇に謝るべきだみたいなことを言うのも自由だし、なんかこうなんでダメなのか分かんない、別にいいじゃんみたいなの言うのも自由だし、それをネット上でみんなが見てるところに書いても別に何の問題もない、とか、その安倍さん大好きでもいいし、安倍さん大嫌いでもいいし、こうそれが枝野さんなのか山本太郎、誰でもいいけど、こう何でも政治家について自由に言えるとか、それがこう国が変わるとそういうことが当たり前じゃないっていうのが当たり前なんだけど、それをこう忘れちゃうと怖いよなって思う。
Yeah, I think what's going on in China is serving as a bit of a reminder to everyone else of what we can't afford to lose. I mean, it'd be nice to have all these other things, but there are certain things where if you lose it, you know, there's nothing but, you know,skulls and just bad things.
結構やっぱり分かれ、そこもこう二つに分かれてるっていうか、二極化していて、なんか便利だし治安が良くなるんだったらいいじゃんそれぐらい、みたいな人もいるんだよねやっぱり結構で、私は別に悪いことするつもりはないし、あの自分の位置情報を全部トレースされていようが、 自分の購入履歴を全部把握されていようが別に何の問題もありませんみたいな、なんかそういうふうに思う気持ちも分からなくないけど、ただ政権が変わった時にそれがガラッと変わっちゃう可能性っていうのはあるからね。
うん、
いやだから本当になんか本土の人はどう思ってるのか私はすごい聞きたい。
Well, they're getting that paper. They've been getting that paper. You know, their lives are much better. Much better.
Yeah.
Then they're like, they remember. They know.
Right.
A lot of good things have happened for the people of China. But that doesn't mean that everything that they've got, you know,lined up in the future is the right direction.、
Mm.
You know, I just, yeah, the worst universe you could live in is one where the worst inequity that you could have in a country is where only the people at the top can speak their mind.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
that's not, that's the worst. 安全を確保するためにっていうのをすごく言うじゃない、そのネットの検閲もそうだけど、その市民の安全を守るためっていう、まあ、建前でやってるけど、うん、なんかそういう時に私いつも自分の猫のことを考えるんだよね。こう、うちの猫ずっと家にいるからめちゃくちゃ安全なわけよ、うん、こう車にひかれることもないし、他の猫に攻撃されることもないし、病気にもならないし、食べ物がなくなることもないし、めちゃくちゃ安全だけど自由はないじゃん、
うん、
うちのアパートから、まあ、一生出ることはできない。だそれでうちの猫は幸せ、まあ、その彼らが知ってる中では幸せだけど、それを野良猫が見た時にいいなって思うかどうかって言ってまた別の話で、なんか自由にこう後輩相手を探して子供を作ってとか、今日はあっち行こうかなとか、だから、まあ、これもね、私は飼い猫の方がいいですっていう人ももちろんいると思うんだけど、私個人はやっぱり、まあ、自分が飼い猫を飼ってて言うのもなんなんだけど、こう生き物っていうのは本来は自由であるべきだと思うから、人間含めて。
Remember when we were discussing the black ball hypothesis originally, Nick Bostrom, the creator of, well, of the paper that we were referring to,
yeah.
Essentially concluded that we would have to, it would be an inevitability that we would all live in a total surveillance state because the accessibility to the black ball technology would become too high. And so we would have to lose our freedoms in order to survive. And that's a very bleak hypothesis. But, it's possible that leadership in China sort of sees it that way, that this is going to happen anyways. They are breaking eggs to make the omelet that they want to make.
Yeah.
And
だその今までも例えば政府の一番上の人が誰になるかによって全然生活がガラッと変わることあるわけじゃない、まあ、ヒトラーとかすごい究極の例だけども、そういうふうに全員がテクノロジーによって監視下に置かれるってなった時のステークの大きさが、その昔と比べてもっと大きくなるわけじゃん、だその隠れて何かをするとかっていうことが絶対にできないみたいな。だからこうフランス革命みたいに、だからフランス革命でこう農民の人がよしじゃああの王族の人を倒すためにもっと武器を買っておこうとか斧を買いに行こうとか、そういうのも全部監視されてたらできないわけじゃん、絶対に無理じゃん。だからこう間違えた手に政権が渡っちゃった時にもう一巻の終わりみたいな誰もそれを倒すことができない。
How would you feel living in sort of aMainland China surveillance state, but let's say we fast forward 10 years in the future where it's mature and they really do, you know, there's like the crime rate is like practically zero.
Yeah.
And nobody jaywalks because, you know, a giant screen will call you a loser. And the whole thing is running smoothly. Like, would you live there? Would you like, you know what? I just want to be safe. I just want to follow the rules. I just want to have a normal, safe life. I don't have any shit to talk. You know, I just...
I will always have shit to talk. So, I don't think so. I mean, just the fact that...
But locally, it kind of might feel nice, you know? Like, if you just give up.
Yeah,
give
yeah,
up on
sure.
just, like, thinking about stuff and, like,
yeah.
oh, the, you know, politics this or globe warming that.
Yeah, for sure.
And just, you know, I'm protected.
Yeah.
We have law enforcement, fire department, everyone online has a label on them. No one's trying to ore ore sagi my grandma, and everything is just, you know, it's almost like the pathological drive for order that we saw leading, you know, as a precursor to World War II.
Yeah.
I don't know if if that's related, but
well, that's until
some people might want to live in that world.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. それはそれで別になんかいいというか、全部の国が同じようじゃなきゃいけないと思わないし、こう人類のエクスペリメントして、こう全然違う方向に行く国があっても、てかあった方が、そういう多様性があった方が人類にとってはいいと思うけど、自分はどうかって言った時にやっぱり。野良猫的な自由が欲しいし、なんかこう政治家のことを揶揄したりとかさ、やんややんや言いたいじゃん。なんか思っても言えない、誰にも言えないとか、ネットにも書けないとか。
Doesn't it seem like what would happen in a natural transition to becoming artificial intelligence is all the monkey people who can't control themselves and throw tantrums and stuff,
yeah,
and riot.We're just gonna, you know, sort of lock all those people down and make everything sort of more machine-like before yeah. the real machines.
That's sad because when I look at my toddler, he's the opposite of, you know, machine-like, right? Like, もう好きな時にテントラム起こして、好きな時に大きい声出して泣いてとか。
Mm-hmm.
なんかそれを見てるとさらにこう、まあ、なんかディストピアの真逆って感じだから、
mm-hmm.
それを全部人間が捨てちゃうっていうのはちょっと悲しいなって思うけど、
mm-hmm. There was also the a controversy over an emoji. You see that?
Mm-hmm. No.
Apparently the emoji for Taiwan is not accessibleIn Hong Kong and in Macau.
まあ国と認知してないもんねってことでしょ。
So, I mean, it's just an emoji, but it's also a symbol for a lot of people. So, I mean, that's probably why.
Yeah.
I hope everyone can just figure it out.
ねえ、だから一番嫌なのはそのなんだろう、政府の方針によってその国民同士がいがみ合うというかさ、なんかすれ違っちゃって、だから香港の人は香港の人で自分たちの自由のために声を上げているし、本土の人は本土の人で、いや別に自由なくても経済も良くなったし全然いいよって思ってる。それはそれでどっちもいいじゃん別に。だからそこをお互い同士がこう、お互い同士っていうか本土の人がこうなんでそんな怒ってんだろうみたいなこうネガティブな気持ちになるとなんか残念だなって思うけど、で結果としてこう無理やり服従させるみたいなさ、ってなっちゃうと怖いじゃん。I don't know. It's just
like
I just
somehow,
can't you know? Imagine what it's like to. I mean, it's not like.日本だって別にみんなが好きなこと何でも言えるかって言うとそうじゃないわけじゃん。テレビとかさ、まさに自主規制ばっかりして、 本当は言え別に言っても逮捕とかされないから言えばいいんだけど、スポンサーとかいろんなしがらみがあって
You can't even say that some things like
これは言っちゃいけないとか、そうだね、そうだね、
うま、you know, like the
yeah,
it's just
だからそういう、まあ相手を傷つけないためにっていうのももちろんあるし、それだけじゃなくてこう自主規制してる、こう自粛してる部分もあるけど、I don't know. I like freedom.
Yeah.
But it's really sensitive, especially because of the その憲法、日本はのその表現の自由の部分に、こう自民党草案だとやっぱり制約をかけようとしてるから、だからまあそういう考えからすると中国の本土みたいなのは羨ましいのかもしれない。まあ政府からするとコントロールしやすいからそっちの方が。
This is kind of a different level. I think we just hit a new level this week with what's going on with international corporations that are basically have large Chinese investment in them taking instruction that's essentially goes back to Beijing, and that you know they're doing this. I mean the friggin'NBA, I mean, the friggin' Blizzard. Like, these are... This is, like, right in everyone's face, like, in the United States.
Yeah.
And then China starts talking about their cyber sovereignty, and then it's like, well, what about the Uyghur thing? And it's like, I don't know, what are you talking about? And,
yeah.
And then, obviously, the whole tariffs and trade thing is, you know, not a...reducing tensions right now.
たまにこうアメリカだって、まあ、スノーデンが指摘したように NSA で、ね、みんな監視してるじゃんとか、そのアメリカはいいのになんで中国だとすごい問題視するんだみたいなこと言う人がいるんだけど根本的に違うのはそのスノーデンの話に関しては確かにその監視してたのは同じだしアメリカ政府もめちゃくちゃ怪しいんだけど、ただそのスノーデンがメディアで話した内容とかスノーデンが本を出すとか、それは別に検閲されないでみんなの目に渡るわけじゃん。でそこでやっぱりインターネットを検閲してスノーデン自体が存在しなかったことにするみたいなことにはできないから、そこがやっぱりすごい大きい違いだよね。
Snowden was never a real person. Conspiracy theory.
そうそうそう。
Will appear for sure.
そう。だからこう。
He was always a deep fake.You thought Snowden was real?
その監視してたのがバレた後の対応っていうかさ。
I mean, we don't need to downplay, you know, everything that... I don't think people are, but, you know, obviously what happened with the NSA and the US government and all that spying was out of control. I mean, they had some really sophisticated tools for spying that was beyond the craziest...
Yeah.
Sci-fi movies and stuff.
ただそのことについ
て、and people were called crazy for saying that stuff like that was going on.
Yeah.
For years.
そのことについてこう大っぴらに今話せるか話せないかっていうのはすごい違いじゃん。
Yeah.
スノーデンがツイッターでこうねいろいろ発信したりとか。
Well, Snowden is having to like hide in some Russian like.
Yeah.
Well, apparently he doesn't hide that much.He just has to stay in Russia.
Yeah, but he can't come home. And that's really bad.
Well, same for, you know, Assange.
Yeah.
Who's probably gone, you know, lost his marbles at this point.
Yeah. So, だけど例えばそれに関しても、その批判はできるわけじゃん、一般人が。その、スノーデンを早く家に返してあげてくれとか、アメリカに戻すようにするべきとかっていうのをまあ、別に大声でみんな、まあ、オンラインでも普通に現実世界でも言えるわけで、それを言ったからって何があるっていうわけでもない。で、それがすごい大事だと思う。
Yeah, like you can be a patriotic American by criticizing America. And everyone understands that that works.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But you can't do that in China. So,
Yeah, I'm really curious. I mean, I wish I could read Chinese. I just really don't know anything about China in general.
Can you speak any Chinese?
シェイシェイ。
シェイシェイ。ツワザイナー or something?
What's that?
トイレ。
Oh.
I don't know. It's probably really bad.
Hmm. そう、なんかこう、すごい大国なのに、情報が全然、一時情報に当たれないじゃん。
Mm.
中国語わかんないから。それはちょっとね。次。
In new research published in Science, researchers implanted auditory memories into the brains of finches, giving them new songs to sing. The researchers incepted the birds' brains using optogenetics, flashing a light on light-sensitive proteins within the connection between the tissue that processes auditory stimuli and the part that moves the vocal cords. This stimuli created auditory memories directly within the bird's brain, which determined the length of syllables in their song.The researchers were able to craft longer syllables using longer pulses of light.
Science に掲載された研究で、アトリカの鳥の脳に聴覚記憶を植え付けて、新しい歌を人工的に覚えさせることに成功しました。オプトジェネティクスを用いて鳥の脳に介入し、脳内の聴覚刺激を処理する組織と声帯を動かす部分の連結部分のタンパク質に光を当てました。その刺激が脳内で直接聴覚記憶となり、歌の音節の長さを決定します。光の点滅を長くすることで、より長い音節を作り出すことに成功しました。
Yep.
こういうことが人間にも知らない間に行われてたらって思うと面白くない？
うん。
それ全然気づいてないけど実はこう記憶を操作されてるみたいな。
I think it's possible. I mean,
この鳥の気持ちになって考えた時にさ、何が起きてるか分かってないわけじゃん。
Well, it's the whole, you know, inception premise, right? So, I don't know if you would even need to be asleep for them to do it, or how that would work exactly, but.They used this really interesting optogenetics technology for this. And I didn't really know that much about what that was. But apparently they use something called opsins or optically sensitive, or they're sensitive to photons. They're proteins that when light hits them, they generate a photo current.And so that electrical current that the proteins produce is what stimulates the nerve cells. So typically, well, before when they would do this, they would genetically engineer the cells that they're trying to manipulate so that they would create these opsin proteins, the light-sensitive proteins.That they found sources for opsins in certain bacteria and then engineered the bacteria to produce different opsins that would work really well. And they have one called like JAWS. I don't know why it's called JAWS, but it generates a current that's strong enough to actually shut down parts of the brain.So, and they're able to stimulate this from outside the cranium. So they can shine a light that goes through your head. I don't know how that works. and it activates these proteins, which creates the current and then manipulates the nerve cells.
So they can do it.Over the, like, they don't need to drill a hole or anything, ってこと?
No, they used to have to put an implant to do this sort of thing, but for shallow applications of this, they can do it without an implant in a less invasive way. Although I don't know if they're doing that for, you know, these finches. They might have just gone ahead andI don't know how invasive
like,
it was for the birds.
That's like Men in Black, right? カチンってやったら光で忘れちゃうやつあるじゃん。あれも別に何もインベーシブじゃないじゃん。
Yeah, but if you could flash a light and then make people remember something that didn't happen. Right?
Yeah.
That's what dreams are. You know, dreams make you remember something that didn't happen.
Yeah.
And my favorite theory on dreams is that your brain is creating an experience for you, for your brain, for itself. And that trains your mind. And that's why your dreams are sort of extrapolated from your anxieties.
Hmm.
So it's like a weird...
Like, 練習してるってこと?訓練中?
Yeah, but the easiest way to do that is through experience.
Hmm.
So it creates
right.
an experience, the necessary experience for the like reprogramming that your brain feels is necessary.
Hmm.
And then you don't remember it because it's not real and it would just confuse you.
Yeah.
But it would still have the same experiential effect.
Yeah, if we were able to remember all the dreams and all the details really vividly, then it's gonna be too confusing, right?
Yeah. I don't think you have to remember things for those things to change you.
Mm.
You know, memory is just what you can access from the present moment.
Yeah.
But you're actually changed by all kinds of stuff that you don't remember.
Mm.
You're not just formed by what you can remember.
Mm. I haven't had dreams in a while now.
Hmm.
It's really rare for me.
Hmm.
ちょっと残念.
Well, you have to think about dreams a little bit to have dreams. You don't. Sometimes dreams are bad.
I used to have it every day, but I guess, well, I mean...
Dreams can be really mendokusai too.
Yeah.
So I used to have this recurring alien abduction dream from watching too much X-Files growing up. And so I would have this dream where I'm lying in bed and a light would appear outside of my window. And then while I'm sleeping, I, you know, get carried off into the UFO.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm in the UFO and then they bring me back. Well, I wake up in my bed, right? So how do I know that I wasn't abducted by aliens?
Right.
You can't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you were.
Maybe.
Abducted.
Yeah, I was. Maybe.
And you have like a microchip in your brain.
So I would, in that dream, I grabbed some object off the table and tried to bring it back with me. And when I woke up, I'm like scrambling, like looking for it. Like, I swear I have it. I swear I brought back.
You're so like bold. A UFO I mean,
artifact.
Who does that, right? I mean, so. 誘拐されてさ、その物を持ち帰るって相当の勇気だよね。
No, what else are you gonna do? I was more excited than, like, I was like, I remember that, like, waking up and
being So it's like, not a scary dream. Like, you're not worried about your life.
Well, I haven't had that dream in many years now.
Yeah.
But I used to have it a lot. And it was just...
But in the dream, you know that you can come back. Like, you're not worried that they're going to kill you or eat you or something.
I didn't even think I was dreaming.
Yeah.
You know? And if you are dreaming, how can you really make sure that you're not dreaming? You know, that people say, like, pinch yourself or whatever. But, like, how do you really know? You just know. You don't worry about it that much.
Mine's never realistic.
Doesn't it feel realistic, though, until it's over?
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah.
But
so you just don't think about it.
And it's never lucid either.
Mm.
Like I never have like awareness.
Never?
Never. Never, never. I always think that it's real.
But don't you wake up and then go back?
And the dream is different.
You can't go back into the same dream?
No.
But when you're waking up, don't you feel like you can kind of control the dream? Or it's just over?
Mm-mm. It's never controllable for me. Yeah. Maybe I'm just bad at that, I guess.
I feel like there needs to be more dream research. It's too weird. Yeah. And when I think about it, and I think about how weird it really is, it's really weird.
Yeah. And sometimes it affects you for weeks after
a dream,
a certain dream.
Hmm. You have like 1 or 2% of your brain just sort of revisiting that little dream idea.
I've had that. Like, I've fallen in love with this mysterious person, this woman in my dream. And it was such a pleasant dream. So nice. I was so happy. Mm. And then I woke up and I was like, no. And then I kept thinking about her for like some weeks.
What does she look like?
I don't know. She was hot.
Can you draw her
for
face?
For sure. No.
No.
But その
was でも
実際に存在しない人なんだよね。なんかその芸能人とかじゃなくて本当に見たこともない人。でも I was so into her. And it was such a fun dream. But yeah. Too bad it was a dream. It was not real. Or maybe it was. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah. Well,
they're thinking about using this stuff for epilepsy and eyesight treatment. You know, optogenetics. And what else was there? Oh, one of the main points of this experiment was to see behavioral emulation. So they utilized a mechanism for birds. Birds learn their songs from their parents, like pretty directly. And so what they're doing when they stimulate those nerve cells that connect, the vocal cords and the area that processes auditory stimuli, is they're creating the experience as if the bird was doing it themselves in the bird's little reality inside their little bird brain. The bird thinks that it's singing, you know, the bird.
Yeah. Why?
Yeah. And then the bird has a really effective system and its mind for recording the exact song. And in this experiment, they only did how long each syllable was, and they didn't affect the pitch or anything. But with more sophisticated types of this neural stimulation, you could do all of those things. So the Neuralink is would have all the functionality that this has, because it would be able to control the neurons in your brain and generate reality in your universe when it's not happening anywhere else. And obviously that has great implications for virtual reality, and you know, but it's also a sort of machine-induced psychosis, or a machine-induced, like, this isn't real, like, you're hallucinating. Like, so people's brains can generate those things. And if people's brains generate those sensory experiences when the stimulus is not there, then usually that's a pretty good indicator that they have some kind of neurological problem, right? But we're taking what is considered a problem and using our understanding of it to try to sort of invert that and hopefully use that sensory generation to do something positive. But this is like hands-on reality.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if we were doing this with your brain, it would change your reality right there. And we could make you see, you know, whatever you want to see or don't want to see or whatever.
Yeah. It's cool and scary at the same time.
What if the government had, you know, required you to insert Neuralink electrodes into your
That's
brain?
That's what I was like, thinking. Like, さっきの話じゃないけど、それこそ例えば中国で暮らすんだったら、ニューラリンクみたいなのを脳に刺すのがもう義務。
It's, yeah.
ってなって結局その、right. そしたらもう確かに誰も犯罪も犯さないし、もうめちゃくちゃ平和、mm. ですごいみんなピースフルに暮らせるけど、例えば政府に対する批判とかそういうのはもうなかったことに、もう消されてなかったことになるとか、でもそれでもハッピーで暮らせるんだったらいいやって思うのか、いやもうじゃあロボットじゃんみたいなふうに思うのか、それも人次第だと思うけど。
It always comes back to like the guy with the goatee eating the steak in the Matrix.
Yeah.
And his bargain. He doesn't want to know the truth. Forget it. I'd rather be comfortable.
Yeah. もうでも本当に好みの問題だからね、それはなんか。
Is it though?
Yeah. まあそれを人に強制するってなるとどっちのサイドもおかしくなるけど、個人個人。
But if someone came up and like blew up the giant, you know, pod factory or something, you know, where all of our bodies are floating in a liquid. Hopefully yeah. not right now. Hopefully that hasn't already happened. But
it's so weird. なんか今本当に変な時だよね。
What's going to happen?
どんどん変になるだけだけど、多分。
next 10 years, what's going to happen in the next 10 years? I mean, are we going to have world peace? Are we going to have World War III? World War IV? What are we going to do? Is everyone going to be okay just watching Marvel movies and not worrying about it? Or what about the whole climate change thing that's running? That fuse is getting short.
Yeah, 台風ね、すごいらしいよね、今週末。
Oh yeah, it was supposed to be like
土曜日?
Some 最強の
Yeah.
Like gust strength yeah. or something.
でも私家から出られない時用に食べ物とか十分ある状態にしてきた、今日。
Hmm.
本当に危ないからね、みんな。ちょっと気をつけて。
Yeah, people should be prepared. You don't want to be the person who like runs out.Last second and buys all the stuff.
そう、
今回は、or the person who shows up last second can't find anything to buy.
いや、今回結構本当にやばそうだよね。気をつけてって言って、だから結果として、あ、意外とそうでもなかったねっていう分にはいいんだけど、そうじゃない可能性もあるから、
うん、
皆さんはちょっと気をつけて、なるべく外に出ないようにね。
Well, they still have like 停電 in
そうだよ、
千
葉。千葉。うん。ね、まだ治ってないところもあるのにもう一回来るっていうのは大変だよ本当に、
mm. yeah.
Well 文字起こしのテキストは iPhone、Mac、iPad、Android のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックお願いします。
お願いします。
月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題今もやっています。bilingualnews.jp 公式サイトではストアもあるのでチェックしてみてください。インターネットじゃない、ツイッター、インスタグラム、フェイスブックもやってるのでフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
何回言ってんのって感じだよね。終わり。
バイ。
バイ。